This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Normally, I don't do these stories, but I thought it would be interesting to look at this year of all years because things seem to be getting so damned expensive. Mm-hmm. You just got done with, you know, the cost of Christmas tree. You know, supply chain, that's the answer now.
Yes.
Your kid's going to get a C on a math test and blame the supply chain. You watch what happens. I don't know what happened. Mom, supply chain.
I would try that if I could.
Damn it. So, let me roll through a few of these. This is the 12 days of Christmas and what it would actually cost you if you bought all the stuff.
Okay.
Now, in the song, remember, they keep buying it over and over again because on the second day, they get two things. And on the third day, they get three. And on the fourth day, but they're getting the first one, 12 times.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the way this works. Now, that's kind of stupid. I don't know who wrote the song. It's
yeah.
A little redundant.
How many
we're just going to roll through like one day's, you know, if you did all 12 days with only one thing per day.
Okay.
For example, you get a partridge and a pear tree on the first day. A partridge and a pear tree is $222.68.
That's not bad.
Now, however, that is up 6% from last year. 6%.
Supply chain. It's hard to get partridges.
It's going to get worse.
Oh, okay.
Two turtle doves. Apparently, turtle doves have become a thing. They're $450 for two of them. That's a 50% increase.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't know what those were.
Yeah, yeah. Turtle dove?
I imagined turtles.
Well, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They named them turtle doves. Why are we confusing them? Why are you naming them after an amphibian and a bird and an avian? What's going on here?
I think I can help, Rick. The turtle dove is the dove with the hard shell.
Thank you, Rod.
Yeah. Kind of how I thought of it.
Turtle dove. What a dumb... That's like...
It's a dumb name.
Yeah, it is. It's like having a gecko turkey.
Yeah, what is that? A gecko turkey.
What is that? It's dumb. All right. Three French hens.
Somebody at Geico right now scratching out an idea. They're like, damn it, never mind.
Gecko.
Rick said it was dumb.
The price of three French hens is up by 40%. Three French hens will rent you $255.
Okay.
Yeah. Four calling birds. Boy, we like birds, right?
It's a lot of birds.
Calling birds, no increase.
Oh, okay.
Four calling birds will still run you $599.96.
Hey.
$600.
It's a bargain.
I didn't know it was four calling birds.
Yep. These four calling birds come in at $599.96 again this year. No change from the... they're comparing this to 2019.
Okay.
The last active year.
Yeah. 2020, nothing happened.
Yeah, no.
There was a 2020?
Exactly.
What?
History books are just going to go right over that year.
That was the Men in Black moment. Just look at the pen.
Yep.
Boof.
Yep.
Five golden rings.
All right, now this could be more expensive.
Could be. $895.
Okay, not
bad.
Okay. Not horrible.
Hey, Diamonds Direct, mention me. Really, do yourself a favor. Anyway, 8.5% increase.
Okay.
All right. 8.5%.
That's solid.
For real. All right, now it starts to get expensive. Six geese a-laying. You ever think to yourself, I wonder what one of these geese would cost? What would a farm goose cost?
Snag one right out of the parking lot.
They're about $100 a piece.
Ooh.
It's $660 for six geese a-laying. That's a 57% increase.
Can you guarantee me they'll be laying?
And they got to be laying.
Right.
Yep.
Just take them out at the knees, all of them, with a bat.
Wow. This is the highest increase in any of the gifts in the 12 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, okay, the next one is going to blow your mind. I didn't know this, but apparently swans are like the Louis Vuitton of birds.
Oh.
Okay?
And they're douches, too.
They really suck.
They're
they're
actually protective, and yeah.
They're mean, they're
yeah, they'll attack you, swans, for sure. They did not increase in price at all, probably because there was no room to. Seven swans of swimming is $13,125.
Wow. Dude.
Now, maids and milking are your bargain here, unless, of course, they're being trafficked.
Yeah.
Eight maids and milking, $58.
That sounds wrong.
Where do they get these Amish women
from?
Hold on. Yeah. What's going on here?
The birds are $13,000, but eight women?
Maybe they milk.
Eight actual women milking.
Maybe they milk really quickly.
Yeah, maybe it's milking for like an hour.
Poor,
milking cows.
Poor cow's chafed. Yeah, chafed.
Depends on what they're milking, is what I guess. Nine Ladies Dancing. Nine Ladies Dancing will cost you $7,552.84.
Sounds about right.
Where are they dancing?
I don't know. Ten Lords of Leaping. See, now this is that tax on women. Ten Lords of Leaping suddenly is $11,260.
Wait a minute.
Wait. We just had women dancing. Now we got leaping men, but apparently men are worth more. What's the disparity here?
Leaping tax.
11 Pipers Piping. This sounds like something Kanye would buy for Kim on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it does.
11 Pipers Piping is $2,943.93. A 7% increase. And then 12 Drummers Drumming is $3,183. A 7% increase. So, all in all, the geese a-laying were the big money.
Well, I don't know.
57% increase. Swans, $13,000, but no change in price.
Yeah.
But I still feel bad for those maids.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
That's a ripoff is what it is. Like, they... Come on.
Yeah, do the maids do other maid work? Like the Molly maids, you know? Will they clean and stuff?
I know they're not $58 for eight of them.
No, that would be very low.
Yes, it
would. I only wish.
Yeah.
$58 for eight of them, why I? That's pretty funny. If you are thinking about the perfect gift here in a year when everything is a little bit more expensive, I have a couple of gift suggestions here from the 45 Weird Christmas Gifts.
Yes.
Selection, including musical toilet paper.
Oh, I like that.
Uh-huh. Bacon-scented wrapping paper.
That would just make me hungry.
The next one's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
It's called the toilet snake.
Don't they have one of those?
Occasionally you just leave one.
Yeah.
Bowl wrapper. But the toilet snake is designed to put on the toilets that you don't want company to use. So you're having the Christmas party... And somebody decides that they've got to drop Fat Man or Little Boy. And so they sneak to the upstairs bathroom. And surprise, there's the toilet snake on the toilet to let them know this bathroom is off limits, my friend. Let's have a look at the toilet snake.
Oh, that's
look
great. At that. Oh,
that's great.
Here in the studio. Michael, by the way, will post this list on our Rumble in the Morning Facebook page so you can go through it at your
own leisure.
It kind of looks like a big deuce.
It really does. It does.
Looks like
they
giant
colored
turd.
It that way on purpose, I'm sure.
I appreciate it's got a smile.
It's happy, but it is guarding the toilet. It's saying, no, you cannot. You can't use this. No.
You will not be
pooping here. No. There's a fine art version of women yelling at a cat.
Oh, the meme.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders Christmas ornament, koozie fishing pole. These are kind of boring. Now, I don't know about you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
That is a poop soap on a rope. It looks like a log of poop that is a soap on a rope. I don't know that you want to scrub that all over yourself or not. Kind of up to you guys, whatever you're into. Sexy Elf on the Shelf is nice.
I have long advocated Pope soap on a rope.
Yeah.
He'll help you wash your sins
Pope
away.
Pope on a rope.
And I've written the Vatican. They're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
They have it.
Yeah. Do they have it
they
now?
They have Pope on a rope.
Oh, somebody owes royalties
to me. They've had
me.
It for years. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They did, I wrote a whole song about this stuff. I went and researched it all. Salt and pepper shakers, plates, all the stuff they have with a Pope on it.
Is it the Pope?
They had a Pope on a rope.
You need to help in the shower?
Ugly Christmas sweater koozies for cans. Not bad.
No, that's pretty
cute. It's kind of nice. Yeah. I like that. I'm not bad with that. How about a cell phone that's made entirely of cheese? Look at that. You've got a call. Don't eat the call. Here's a sex toy that doubles as a safe. It's a fleshlight with a locking compartment that you can keep all your valuables in. Let me read this to you. Imagine this scenario. Your house is getting broken into, but the thieves don't take anything valuable because all of your loot is locked in a lubed up sex toy that doubles as a safe.
It is kind of brilliant.
You put everything
there you go.
So you put everything you give an F about.
In there. Yes. In there. Yeah. Like they've got the little Credit Suisse gold bars and some cash. And then there's a kind of a fleshlight topper right there.
Because that's what I think of when I think of the guy with a fleshlight is somebody who hoards gold bars.
Yeah. Who smell funny, though.
Yeah. Oh, they smell
you
real
You can't
funny.
Believe where he hoards them.
Hey, gold is gold, no matter how bad it smells.
Thank you, Jeff. Dog goggles. Goggles for your dog are very cute. And then we'll end with this. Baby hands candles. The fingers are candles of these tiny baby hands. You see the wicks?
Yeah.
It's weird looking.
All right. This creeped me out so much I refused to look at the rest of the list.
Like, why? Like,
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
The fact that it's baby hands, those stumpy kind of fat fingers.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Baby hands.
I don't like it.
Throwing up the finger.
Yeah, the one over
throwing
on
up
the
horns.
I do
and
like
then
the horns.
Peace sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ends of the fingers are the wicks. Now imagine them half melted baby hands.
I do kind
of
want to see that.
Happy Halloween, Beelzebub. Yeah, let's melt some baby hands.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.